ABC Radio Australia.
The last week, Vanuatu's Prime Minister Charlotte Salwai has been racking up the frequent flyer points. He first visited New Zealand, where he held bilateral talks with the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern there. And he's now in China, where he'll meet the President Xi Jinping to discuss financial assistance for infrastructure development. Experts say both meetings look to have positive outcomes, as Jordan Fennell reports.
Speaking after a meeting with Jacinda Ardern during his second trip to New Zealand since becoming Prime Minister, Charlotte Salwai said he was pleased with the country's new climate change laws that aim to make New Zealand carbon neutral by 2050.
It's a very important issue and we are so happy and welcome that the New Zealand Prime Minister is very supportive to this concern that have been raised by Pacific Island countries because we are really affected.
Pacific consultant Dr. Tess Newton-Cain from the University of Queensland says Vanuatu's relationship with New Zealand is likely to grow as a result of its Pacific Reset, a policy set out early last year that looks to refresh the Wellington government's approach to its Pacific Island neighbours.
One aspect of that is for New Zealand to increase its engagement with Melanesian countries, possibly not to the level that it does with Polynesian countries, but certainly to increase the amount of engagement it has with Vanuatu and Solomon Islands.
At the invitation of Premier Li Keqiang, Mr. Salwai is now on his first official visit to Beijing, where he's also due to meet President Xi Jinping, and Dr. Newton-Cain says that's significant.
It's obviously being treated with a great deal of gravitas in China, that it's being held, it's being accorded that level of importance, and I think that's something that, will be noted in Vanuatu.
While in New Zealand, Mr. Salwai told reporters he'd be seeking financial support from China for infrastructure and healthcare development as part of the Belt and Road Initiative, which Vanuatu signed up to last November.
We have no choice. We need to build our economy, we need to build the infrastructure, and we are an independent country and we cannot sit and wait for grant to come.
Tess Newton-Cain says both infrastructure and healthcare development are pressing concerns for the Vanuatu government.
There's no denying that throughout the region, and Vanuatu is no exception, that there is a huge need for infrastructure of all types. Previously, when we've talked about Chinese investment of infrastructure, there's been a lot of focus on hard infrastructure, things like wharves and bridges and roads. But obviously, the Prime Minister of Vanuatu has highlighted that there is also a need for investment in what we might call softer infrastructure, which is things like healthcare and education.
China has already provided millions of dollars in grants and concessional loans to Vanuatu to build a convention centre, a large wharf, and a government IT system. Vanuatu currently owes China almost $190 million, or just over 13% of its annual GDP. But Dr. Graham Smith, a research fellow from the Australian National University, believes that China will respond positively to the financial request from Port Vila.
It's one of those things. A lot of this sort of stuff goes on behind the scenes. So the negotiations, in some ways, are not the full story. In some ways, they're sort of the tip of the iceberg. So what you tend to have in Pacific countries and elsewhere is Chinese contractors who will be on the ground, such as CCECC, negotiating things with individual ministers or with ministries or with the central government to kind of make these projects happen.
Next year, Vanuatu is set to graduate from its UN status of least developing country. It has been on the LCD list since 1985, and being eligible to graduate means that Vanuatu has raised their gross national income per capita to at least $1,400 and improved their health and education rates. But Dr. Newton-Cain says this will also change the nature of its eligibility for some development assistance, and that's an issue of concern for policymakers.
How are they going to be able to sustain and develop investment in everything that's needed for that country if some forms of assistance are no longer available when they make that transition?
Dr. Smith says that change plays a role in these talks with China, and aside from the two leaders, he says it will be interesting to see who else Prime Minister Salwai meets during the rest of his visit.
Not just the central government visits, it'll also be interesting to see where he's going in terms of what provinces he's visiting and what companies he's speaking to, because that gives you a kind of a tracker on which players in China are interested in Vanuatu.